T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I feel like the longer the show has gone on, the more creative ideas we have for the Jacoby bandwagon. Sack of Gravel just tweeted at us. That's his handle. He gave me nothing else to go on. Because literally, the name and the handle are the same thing. It's Sack of Gravel said, saw a suggestion on Facebook, Jacobra Kai.
I can get behind that.
That's really, really good.
That's not bad.
We the members of the Jacobra Kai dojo. But other than that, we've talked a lot about the offense, Dustin. We haven't necessarily focused in on the defense. One of the big things was, and one of the frustrations I saw on Brown's Twitter yesterday while watching the game and following it on Twitter, was the play of Myles Garrett. Here's what Kevin Stefanski had to say today about how Pittsburgh was able to bottle up Myles Garrett.
A lot, and that's what you can expect. Teams, they'll wait to see where he lines up, then they're going to move the tight end to his side. They're going to send the line his way. They're going to send the back his way. That's just the nature of how teams are going to try to defend us. It opens up opportunities for guys. There are things that we did last night, things that we'll continue to do, ways to try and free him up, but it's no secret.
It really was. All the fear of Jadeveon Clowney being out in this game and the Browns' inability to get Miles free, that was fair. I think I saw one time where Miles dipped under the running back who was kind of helping to chip off the edge. He literally just kind of dipped under him, and then about a second after Trubisky throw, he just laid into him. And he landed on him, didn't get the penalty either. That was the only time I can remember Miles getting home against the Steelers last night.
Is that concerning to you?
No. And I got to be honest with you, because you and I talked about, you know, how if Miles had gotten the record last night, the sack record for the Browns, how that'd be received. We brought out the crazies. We brought out a bunch of people who don't think, you know, we got one guy saying Miles isn't elite, which I don't even know I can indulge that person anymore. I think they might just be dead to me because it's so beyond logic and reason, that take that Miles isn't elite. I don't know how to respond to them or interact with them. But we brought out the crazies yesterday, you know, earlier this week, talking about Miles. When did we stop giving dudes credit playing through injury? I was one of my biggest frustrations.
I said, like, hey, listen, he's got a neck injury. He didn't practice, and I didn't know if he was going to be 100% in the game. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. But nonetheless, like, he's got something going on with that neck, and I give him credit for playing through it.
Well, and I don't know if you were – I was really – every time Miles would go off the field, I was paying a lot of attention to how the other edge guys were playing. And this is no disrespect to Isaac Rochelle or Alex Wright. I can't remember if I saw Isaiah Thomas out there, but they were getting blown off the spot off the edge. At least in the first half. I thought in the second half the defensive line played better, but I thought Miles played more in the second half. I remember seeing 95 more on the field. When Miles was off the field, the defensive line did not have a chance. They just didn't. And that's against a bad Pittsburgh offensive line. So, man, I got to say, if your overarching takeaway, and some of this is absolutely colored because it's a win, so we'd probably be having a different conversation if the Browns had lost and Miles was non-existent last night.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the dude's playing through a neck injury or neck issue, and he's taking double and triple teams all the time. Even when he gets free, there's a third guy coming over to chip on him or just redirect him. I had no problem with Miles' performance last night. I honestly was sitting back there the couple times I saw him kind of stagger off the field and say, I can't believe this dude is doing it.
He's a monster, man. He's one of those guys that I think will give it up for his team. I don't think he's a I mean, everyone's kind of a me guy to some degree, but I think he's somebody who understood how big this game was and how much they needed him to be on the field. And he played through a lot last night.
I think there's a segment of people in this town who take for granted what an athletic freak he is and what a good football player. It's almost like LeBron. Like LeBron's first time in, and it's the second time this week that we've compared in one way or another, or somebody on this show has compared LeBron to Miles. But I remember when LeBron first came in. Well, sure, he's 18 years old and running an offense and scoring 20 points a game, but he's not a good enough defender. And then he became an elite defender. And that, well, but his three-point ball. And then he started shooting a three-point ball. Well, but, you know, he's a megalomaniac. Well, yeah, maybe it's because he's the best player in basketball. Like with Miles, I just feel like every time we've raised the bar for Miles, I do feel like he has responded. I think it's quite possible that Miles is one of the more underrated defenders in the NFL, actually. And it pains me when I see people, instead of giving Miles the credit last night for he was playing hurt and seeing double and triple teams, and instead of seeing that, people say, oh, not elite, huh? Miles isn't elite. That was, we literally had, I can't remember the dude's Twitter handle, but we literally had that dope tweet that at us as if the dude wasn't putting it all out there.
Yeah, only one sack a game.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've had tons of guys in the last, like, 15 years giving us 17 sacks a season. You know what? You know, screw Miles. Bring back Cameron Wembley. Huh? Is Mark Word available? Ugh, Miles Garrett's a bust. Miles Garrett's a bum. I was thinking of something else I was going to say there, but it would have been much meaner.
Where's Paul Kruger when you need him?
Yeah. Hey, Krugs, what are you doing, bro? Can you bring Desmond Bryant over here and bring your quarter sack every four games? Can you bring those guys over here? Hey, man, listen, in this house, we stand for Willie McGinnis, okay? Not good Willie McGinnis, but 37-year-old Willie McGinnis that was stealing money from the Browns organization, bro.
He looked like he was 50 out there on the field.
I went Jim Rome at the end of that one. I almost went clone. So by the way, the PFF grades are in for the week three win. Miles Garrett has the third best PFF rating in the win against the Steelers. David Njoku has the second highest, and not going to surprise anybody here, Jacoby Brissett had the first one. 216-578-0092. So, I do think it's fair. Now that we've seen one day only, or one game only, without Jadeveon Clowney, are you concerned about Miles Garrett and what he can give you from here? Because I don't know how significant the neck injury is. I think having the next 10 days off, and more importantly, just getting guys like Alex Wright more reps off the edge, I kind of feel like that was as bad as we're going to see from the Browns edge rushers across from Miles. And I think this was a temporary concern. I don't think it's something that's going to keep us up at night, you know, into the Atlanta game and beyond.
Do we know that, like, how long Clowney's supposed to be out for?
It's an ankle sprain, but I don't, you know, we haven't really seen, like, the grade of it.
But, I mean, he didn't practice at all this week. I mean, another 10 days, that'd be, like, I mean, almost 2 weeks. You'd think he could be almost ready to go by the Atlanta game.
Yeah.
Unless it's a severe high ankle sprain.
Those usually run, what, 4 to 6 weeks?
It could be, yeah, upwards of a month or more, yeah. But, I mean, if it's just a mild ankle sprain, he should be able to come back.
So what's the concern on Miles Garrett after the way he played last night? Again, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt for what we saw. Big picture, you think the defense is pointing in the right direction, bud?
Hard to tell. I mean, it's 1 week, but they played decent at times, but the mental errors do still concern me. But they didn't have them last night. So my hope is that they got on the same page and that going forward you're not going to have these issues. And, you know, again, we'll learn more in this Atlanta game because I think the Atlanta game is going to be a challenge. You're going up probably – I hate to say this. Like, Mariota is probably the best quarterback you faced.
I'm thinking.
Am I crazy to say that?
I mean, thinking.
I think he's better than Baker. I don't know. That's probably close.
It just feels like I'm just circling through crappy quarterbacks in my head, trying to determine.
I guess,
and I just don't know.
What worries me a little bit about Atlanta is Mariota's very athletic. Dude can run, and if we don't have our pass rushers, and we don't have some of our linebackers who are a little bit banged up, that is going to be a concern because he is a very mobile quarterback, and that's one of his strengths, and he's always had that going back to his days at Oregon.
All right, let's welcome on Nick. Nick, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about the comments about Miles not having an impact on the game, and I just think that, like, when it was clear that Pittsburgh's entire plan the entire week was to take Miles out of the game – because Clowney wasn't there, so they couldn't play him even. So, I mean, as so many times in the first half, we saw Trubisky rolling to the right. You know, basically, when they had him lined up one-on-one, Trubisky rolled to the right every single time. Otherwise, and we saw it in the second half, there was more double or even triple teams. So, like, when a team's entire plan is to take that guy out of the game, like, people saying that he didn't have an impact on the game, I mean, that was their game plan, I feel like. So, you know, he does things that don't show up on the stats all the time, and I just think that's a funny take that people are having. So I agree with you guys. Just wanted to call and say that.
Excellent stuff, buddy. We appreciate you. Good point on them rolling Mitch out to the right. I also think it's interesting. Look at the dichotomy of how they treated the Browns' two highest-paid defenders. Myles Garrett, they did everything they could to keep him away from Mitchell Trubisky because they realized up front that that's a true threat. The second highest defender, they targeted Denzel Ward a lot. And I mean a lot, especially early in that game. I want to know, what concerns you more, Myles Garrett and the way he played without Jadeveon Clowney or the Anthony Walker injury? What you got, bud?
Actually, you know what? I actually want to say the Anthony Walker injury has been very concerning to me. I think Myles Garrett is going to find his way back. I think he's going to be able to get back to being healthy. You know, he is a superhuman. He has those super muscles. I think 10 days off will help him out. But Anthony Walker, you know, him being a leader on that defense, that concerns me because that defense needs a leader.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who they put the dot on. You also had a take on Jacoby, yes?
Well, first of all, I like to call him Jay Beasley. Jacoby Brissett, Jay
Thomas.
Beasley, or Jay.
Okay. I'm not pulling off Jay Beasley. All right?
you got Yeezy, Weezy, and Jay Beasley. Come on. It just works so perfectly.
You are pulling it off very well. I think Dustin could pull off Jay Beasley very well. I just heard myself say Jay Beasley. It doesn't sound great, Bob.
It just rolled off the tongue. Jay Beasley. Jay Beasley for the touchdown. Jay Beasley to Cooper. To Coop Easy. And he's such a breath of fresh air. He's such a leader. And you know what I'm confident about? I'm confident that he could win six games by week 13.
Yeah. I actually think that's a fair – like, now
yeah, I think that's,
we're
yeah.
looking for the proof of concept with this. I think he can do some average of what we saw from week 1 to week 3. And I think if he does that over the next 7-8 weeks, I feel more confident now that six wins – by the time Deshaun comes back is possible than I did when the season started.
Yeah, I do too. I thought that this was going to go south, and I was worried about the Panthers game. Wasn't so much worried about the Jets game, but they ended up losing that one. The Steelers game I was worried about, and Falcons I thought they'd be 2-2 to start the year, and then things get really tough in October. And I'm thinking, you know, like 5-6 is like best case for me. But now I'm starting to think like 6-5, 7-4.
I think the Browns have caught some breaks here. We know the TJ Watt injury, I think, is one of the biggest breaks that they've caught. But like Justin Herbert might not play this weekend. against Jacksonville, even if he plays in 2 weeks, the guy has busted ribs. I think that bodes well for a less than great version of him. The week after is New England with Mac Jones. And then, listen, the Ravens have had their moments. The Bengals have had their moments. Like, the schedule looked a lot tougher going into the first eight games, looked a lot tougher going into the season than what they look to be right now. That can change because we're living week to week. We're all figuring out who all these teams are right now. The schedule does, the first 8 weeks at least, the Dolphins, Bills, and Bucks, that scares the crap out of everybody, as it should. But the next 5 weeks don't scare me as much as they did 3 weeks ago.
Right. Yeah, same. I mean, I'm starting to think that the Browns are going to make a nice little run here and be a very dangerous team when Deshaun Watson comes back in week 13.
All right, let's welcome on Matt. What you got for us, Matt?
Hey, how you doing today? I just want to talk about the what's the bigger injury, Anthony Walker or Jadeveon, and I got to go with the defensive line. It's going to be easy to key in on Myles Garrett. Our defensive tackles are still learning. They're young. Perrion Winfrey, he's still learning how to be a pro. Alex Wright's getting very valuable reps. That's great. But the game's won and lost in the trenches. I think Phillips is going to fill in great for Walker. I see it happening. I see he's going to have the passion. He's going to have the fire. And I've maybe put the green dot on John Johnson for a while just because he's more of a seasoned vet.
You know, it's interesting you said about the green dot, and I mentioned that earlier, Dusty, that, you know, I don't know that it makes sense to put the green dot and put the communication on, whether it's JOK or any of the young linebackers. I wonder if putting it on John Johnson III might actually be a positive if you were to consider that. Like, I don't know whether it's John Johnson III and Delpit and Ward that have problems. I don't know if it's just if a couple guys have personality clashes. I don't really know, but like, maybe putting John Johnson III in charge of communication, maybe that's a way to kind of, I don't know, fix the issues, force the issues. I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here.
Yeah, I don't know his, you know, mental capacity and how much he's had to do in the past. But, like, yeah, I think sometimes when you put more responsibility on somebody's plate, it makes them focus in and certainly have to communicate better. And I think it's a possibility. I just, again, I don't know what Joe Woods wants to do and what he's done in the past. If he's had guys at safety kind of be the quarterback of that defense. A lot of teams do. It's not uncommon. But with Walker out, I think it's definitely something to consider.
We have a hell of a nickname coming in on Twitter for...
What do we got, Nikki?
It's Jacoby 1 Kenobi.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, you got a problem with Star Wars now?
Yeah, I do, actually.
And state it. What is your problem?
Dork.
Wait. He thinks he's too cool.
Wait, you just like the Guardians because they're baseball nerds, and now you're hating on an awesome nickname? Jacoby 1 Kenobis are the best bandwagon name for any quarterback out there that I've heard today.
I don't even know what Obi-Wan Kenobi means.
He's a character.
Yeah, what's he do?
He's got the Force, and he uses it.
He was our only hope. Stop it.
Also, he kind of trained
Whose only hope?
The galaxies.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know, I meet you on the Garth... Yeah, because you don't know it. Oh, you son of a so-and-so. Jason, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you. If I could... prior to the Browns thing, Dustin, you were talking about Adriaticos a moon back. And
yeah.
So I know you got down in South Campus. Did you ever go to Buffalo Bills for wings?
No, never have.
Oh, well, that was, anyway, back to the Browns. I wanted to give props to Jacob Phillips. It seemed like, you know, from yesterday, he made like every second, every third play when he came in. And so no doubt losing a Walker is bad, but it's good for these guys that have been sitting there salivating to get an opportunity. And obviously Clowney missing is huge. And people have said it over and over that they're going to key on Miles and chip him and do whatever. But, you know, I just hope that the backfield gets their communication down because, you know, if it weren't for that fumble, it was another close game.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. Here's a simpler way to think about this. The difference between Miles and how he played last night with an injury without Jadeveon Clowney and how they're going to play without Anthony Walker. I trust that they have enough numbers at the linebacker spot from Jacob Phillips to Taki Taki to Fields. I think you can, whether it's one guy or you can kind of cobble together snaps from the other three guys, I think you've got a recipe in enough numbers. Sometimes when guys go out, you just need numbers. You just need enough guys, and then maybe one guy catches as the season goes on. You have that at the linebacker spot. I don't know you have that right now across from Miles on the edge. Rochelle's a guy that's been on the practice squad. You know, I like Alex Wright long-term, but this is a dude who's, you know, three games into his career. Oh, by the way, Tino's saying that we should go ahead and call you Darth Fox from now on, Dustin, just so you know.
I know what Darth Vader is.
Oh, okay. But you don't know who Obi-Wan is. All right.
No, I don't. I've never seen Star Wars.
All right, guys. That was Dustin Fox. You'll never hear from him again here. No, just kidding. That was Darth Fox. And you'll never hear from him again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.